The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Good morning. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm here with Pat Devaney, my co-host, fellow realtor, and husband.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Very good today.
We're excited, right?
Yes, we're good. We got some good guests today. My favorites.
We have the Savo Auctioneers with us, Carlo and Jay Bear. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here with us. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. We discuss everything real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been listing, selling, and appraising real estate for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com, or give us a call at 570-344-6724. Don't forget, when you go to jruddy.com, check the Dunmore Corners live webcam. And I suggested to John and Carlo that maybe they should have a live webcam at their auction, but they said it wouldn't be that exciting. So.
No. View our listings or search the MLS listings by going to jruddy.com, jruddy.com, where we also have many archive radio shows. And like us on Facebook at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Okay, Jay Bear and Carlo, how are you guys?
We're doing well, thank you.
Savo Auctioneers, how long has it been in business?
Well, if you go back to the beginning when our father founded the company or became an auctioneer and started doing it publicly, it was 1983. So
he'd only did it privately before
that. Right, that. It was, yeah, it was.
Yeah, no, so about, well, a little over 30 years.
A little over 30 years. So Carlo and I grew up in the business, so we have been around the auction industry since we were babies. As we got older, when we both turned 18, we got our apprentice licenses. Mm-hmm. And I've been fully licensed since 2000,
and I've been 2002. Yeah, 2002.
So we've been doing it, I've been doing this full time now for 15 years since I graduated college, and Carlo, what, about 12, right?
12-13 years.
So you can't carry on your father's name and the good business that he built, and you helped build it too?
Oh, yeah. The last, well, we worked with Dad full time for over a decade. And then the last 3-4 years, Carlo and I have pretty much took the reins, and now
now we do the internets and everything.
Yes.
The internets.
We're on the internets.
Yeah. Okay.
The interwebs.
So.
Yeah.
But it's our full-time career. This is what Carlo and I do every day. Every day. So.
Well, you have a well-known name. Very popular. Everybody I talk to has heard of you, and a good reputation, solid reputation, which is wonderful to hear. I know that's not always the case with some places out there, which we will not name, but... I'm sorry about the recent passing of your dad. It's not
Thank
too
you.
Long ago, but he was there right up to the end.
Yes.
And he was always, whenever we went, we would see your dad, and a very lovely person, and very personable and kind.
He was a gentleman, and he knew how to treat people in business, and that's the biggest part of the tradition that we want to carry on as far as treating people fairly and running our business in the most ethical way possible. We have philosophies about how the auction business should be run, and we try to stick to those. So,
and I know that you do, but all three of you were always very involved when your dad was here, and I know that now you two are going to carry on, and it'll be a smooth transition. And I'm sure the auction business has changed since 1983. There weren't computers.
Yeah, it's a whole new world out there with the auction business. Even in the last, in the last decade, how drastically it's changed with the advent of things like eBay and then just online auctions, with actual auction houses. And the tastes of the collectors now have changed drastically.
Yeah, it changes month to month sometimes. There are certain staples in this business as far as what can be sold. Stuff like firearms, coins, jewelry, certain types of art. That stuff stays pretty steady and pretty desirable. Then you have stuff in the business that have come, you know, it's come and gone in the last 10, 15 years. Stuff like depression glass, vintage Hummels. What am I missing?
A lot of things. Jadeite, you know. Now, I didn't bring my list.
We'll take something very specific. Let's take something very specific, like Holiday Barbies.
Yeah.
In the late 90s, the first year for Holiday Barbie was 1988. In the late 90s, that particular 1988 Holiday Barbie in its box would bring somewhere between $500 and $700. By the early 2000s, it was down to $300 or $400. Now it's down to maybe $75. Things change. There are fads in this business. No different than depression glass. You used to get that glass that they gave away in the 30s. It's pink, it's green, it's blue. Different patterns and stuff like that. That has changed drastically in price. Where you used to be able to sell it by the plate or by the cup, now you put it in a box lot. And the price difference is 90-95%.
Yeah.
To the down. But then there's certain things that are up.
The 1980s toys.
Star Wars. Transformers especially.
Well, they're all in with the kids now.
Well, but that's just it. And things change with certain generations.
Right. Well, one of the big things there is the 80s toys. We're all in our 30s and 40s now. And we're collecting all the toys we had when we were kids because we broke them, you know, and got rid of them or traded them, whatever we did with them. And so we're all, you know, older. We have a little money. We want to buy back some of the toys that we had. So a lot of that stuff, which is still sitting in attics, you know, in a lot of houses, can be valuable.
And that's the stuff that people usually discard first.
Well, that's just it. Someone inherits an estate or even their own house, and they're getting ready to downsize.
Right.
And they contact you.
Right.
We need to sell the real estate, and it's either their own home or their parents' home or whatever, and they want to get it cleaned out. And the biggest mistake people make is they empty the attic, the basement, they open up the drawers of all the dressers in the dining room, they empty out all that stuff, and they leave all the furniture. Well, these days at Savo Auctioneers, we're not handling too much furniture because the market is drastically different on used furniture. Any furniture we do handle is of a select breed. Certain designer stuff from the late 1800s, certain designer stuff from the middle of the 20th century, and certain designer stuff from the late 20th century up to now. It's a very select group of furniture. Maybe one or two out of 10 pieces that can actually be marketed effectively and attract a wide array. Most of the stuff that we sell is found in attics, in basements, in garages.
In a box.
In boxes, in drawers. Our specialties include firearms, coins, jewelry, which includes costume jewelry as well, and fine watches. And more people have good watches than you might believe.
Yeah.
And we don't just mean Rolex. There are other brands out there, such as Omega.
Lucien Picard.
A lot of people have this stuff. Did I mention coins already?
Yes, you did mention coins, but vintage toys.
Vintage toys, comic books.
Military items.
Yes, you know, almost everybody in northeastern and central Pennsylvania has a Foot Locker in an attic that was a relative's from World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and it's filled with stuff. It might be medals, patches, uniforms. That stuff is super hot right now.
Huge.
Yes,
yeah,
huge.
It's doing very well right
Everything
now.
Everything from helmets to hats to bayonets, swords, guns, patches, medals, uniforms, anything having to do with military life.
It's valuable right now.
It's sellable on some level, yes.
Yeah.
Everything from a handful of dollars to thousands of dollars and everywhere in between.
Amazing. When you guys were here about 2 or 3 years ago on our show, and it was... I'm amazed to hear some of the things you're saying today because we did focus on some of the furniture and you were selling quite a bit at that time. Mm-hmm. And so it's changed tremendously in just 2 to 3 years.
Yeah, the auction business has always been a business that follows trends and actually sets a lot of trends. So it's just an ever-evolving business. And it's based on the buyers. You know, buyers come and go, who has money, who wants to buy certain things. You know, so right now, our generation seems to be entering the business and they want totally different stuff than what the previous generation wanted. You know, things like depression bedrooms and some of the other early 20th century furniture, they don't really want because it was their grandmother's furniture. They saw it every day of their life. They don't want to put that in their house. They want something that's a little newer, the more the mid-century modern, a different design. They're collecting different things to put in their home, different types of jewelry. You know, they want to wear a different type of watch. So it's you have to keep up on it and pay attention to what your buyers say they're looking for and what they're spending money on.
So you're not doing pianos, dining room sets.
We have a no piano policy.
Of any kind.
NPP.
What about sewing?
No piano policy.
How about sewing machines?
What's a sewing machine?
What exactly those is old, a sewing machine?
Those old style sewing machines that everyone has in the attic that they're saving because they think it's valuable.
You know, again, it's not something that's decorative. I don't know if anybody really wants to look at a sewing machine, and it has no practical purpose. You know, no one sews anything anymore. I mean, there's a few people out there that craft and do things like that.
Our producer does.
Yeah.
She does, and yeah, she's young. She just turned 30.
Okay, but do you want to sit there and go like this?
Yeah, with the old treadle machine or have the old Singer. Some of the old portable Singers do okay because they were very well-made machines and are small like the newer machines. So they have... You know, they have some practical purposes, but the old ones in the old cabinets, no, nobody wants them. And dining rooms are just gone. You know, everybody buys a house. I'm sure you deal with this too. People want the great room. They want to get rid of the dining room. They don't want to sit at a formal dining room. And consequently, fine china has suffered because no one sits a formal table now. Stemware has gone out the window. Unless it's the really high end, super expensive stuff, you know, mint and china, you know, the old antique spode, things like that can still do well, or sterling silver flatware sets and things like that can still do all right.
We're going to go to a break, but before we do, can we have your contact information, please?
Sure. We're Saville Auctioneers. We're located at 14 Kennedy Drive in Archbold, Pennsylvania. Our phone number at our gallery is 570-876-8100. And you can visit us on the web at SavoAuctioneers.com.
And you do, when people have a question as to if they have something valuable, you do something on Mondays, correct?
Every Monday at our gallery, we have our free appraisal day. From 1 p.m. to 7 p.m., people can show up at the gallery with whatever they want. We will evaluate it, appraise it, and let them know whether we can sell it at auction or not. But if they can't make it on a Monday, you can always call us and we can come out for no charge to look on site.
And that's for Savo Auctioneers. I want to make that clarification. Last time we had you guys on, someone called my office and insisted that we were offering free property appraisals, which we are not doing.
No.
We are
free
not.
Free appraisal Monday.
No, we don't offer free appraisal Monday.
So how does that work? Do they bring their house to your office?
Oh, right, right.
Bring a picture.
I brought a shingle. Tell me what you can do.
Well, yeah, well, what is it worth? Yeah. Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes. We have a beautiful lodge, three-story home with lots of character and six bedrooms at 637 Prescott Avenue in Scranton for $99,000. This home has three bathrooms, and it had a doctor's office on the first floor that can be used as an in-law suite. It has a paved driveway to a large yard with a two-car garage. It has central air conditioning and lots of storage space. So if you're looking for a large house with six bedrooms and three baths and a possible in-law suite, give us a call about 637 Prescott Avenue in Scranton for only $99,000. And that's listed by Sam Shelter of our office.
Thank you, Pat. I have some multi-list statistics from the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors. The median list price year to date is $139,900. It's the same exact median list price as it was last year at this time. Median sales price is down. It's now at $121,900. That's $121,900. It's down about 1% from last year at this time. The price ranges that have seen the most change year to date, the $50,000 to $70,000 price range is up 17.5%, and the $300,000 to $400,000 price range is up almost 20%. That's at 19% change. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. We'll be right back.
How do you relax? Maybe it's stretched out in a hammock on the beach, holding an ice-cold drink with an umbrella. Maybe it's just sitting next to a stream with a good book. How do you feel relief? That last bite of a perfect meal?
Delicious.
Instant relief from heartburn?
If you use Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, selling your house is actually a relief. Odds are you've got other priorities, like preparing to move for that next big job, downsizing to give yourself a break from all that household maintenance, or handling the home of a loved one who's passed. The last thing you want to worry about are the obstacles of selling a house. And that's where the experienced agents at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can help. Visit us online at jruddy.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Or call us today at 570-344-6724 for a free consultation. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Each office is independently owned and operated.
We're back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker in with my husband, fellow realtor and pal, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie.
Are you having fun?
I'm having a blast with these guys.
Yeah, we're having
a great time. The microphone's not on in between the breaks. That's all I got to say.
We had a lot of laughs on break. We have with us Savo Auctioneers, Jay Bear and Carlo. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. It took me a minute to get to the mic.
Yeah.
Good morning.
So far away.
So far, the first half, we discussed how the auction business has changed over the years since 1983 when Savo Auctioneers started. But in as recently as the last 3 years, you've seen a shift in what people want, supply and demand, what's more valuable these days as, you know, as time goes on, that you guys can, sometimes the auction business can be a trendsetter, but sometimes it's your customers and your clients that are driving your business.
Well, customers and clients drive every business. You know, you brought up when you were going over the mean prices, you brought up an interesting part there. The $300,000 to $400,000 range is up.
Right.
It's no different in our business. The finer stuff is up. The better it is, the easier it is to sell now. People are far more willing to spend money on something that means something, that is valuable, that's going to hold its value, than spend a few dollars here or a few dollars there on trinkets that are just trinkets. So these days, it's easier to sell a really good coin. It's easier to sell a really good watch or a really good piece of art, a good firearm. An important historical piece that's military related, or good comics, or really good vintage toys. People are more interested in going after quality than quantity.
Well, do you think this is coinciding with what's actually economically happening in the area, the country?
Yeah, I think it's related to that, in that people are looking for the best value for the money they're spending. So if they're going to drop $5,000 and they want to drop it on something that's actually worth that kind of money, it's going to hold that value, and not go out and buy a bunch of just stuff and you know, blow the $5,000 and you just have a pile of stuff. So I think they're just looking for the best bang for their buck, really, you know. And I think that's what's really driving prices right now.
And our clientele is on the buying end. The majority of them are collectors. And they're serious collectors, and they're looking for the best stuff they can find. And that's what the auction industry is about. It's about taking the best stuff that we can find from sellers and exposing it to the public, and not just in Northeastern and Central PA, all over the country. In fact, in the past year, we've had phone and absentee bidders from as far away as Germany and Poland.
Get out!
We deal a lot with people in Canada. And all over the continental United States.
Yeah, my sister watches your website from Long Island, and she says, she's telling me what's on your website, mm-hmm. and things I should go and look at for her.
If there's anything that we keep getting better at or perfecting on our end is marketing. We use all the tools available. We have our weekly radio show that we do. We have our website, of course. We have a direct mail email list. There's a site that we use called auctionzip.com, which is a worldwide way to advertise auctions. And then social media. We spend a lot of time on Facebook, Twitter, Google+. We even have a Tumble log where we showcase on Tumblr a lot of the things that we've sold in the past.
Well, I'm often impressed by your pictures. Who does those?
Thank you. I do the pictures. John has designed the website. And we take a lot of the pictures. We try to be present them in the best way possible. You know, we take a lot of time, you know, showcasing each item and really putting it out there. And that's one of the things we really excel at. If you don't have to know a tremendous amount about the item you're selling, but you need to be able to show it to the right people. And that's where we really I think we really excel.
Yeah. At the end of last year, the end of 2013, we sold a collection of Rolex watches for a gentleman. Now, are we experts on Rolex watches? No. We know what a Rolex watch is. We know how to identify the real ones. But what we did there was Carlo took the right pictures, showed all the details that were necessary. I got them on the web and all over where, you know, how we have it. And the buyers were there. We had they were ranging in price, depending upon what they were, quality and condition, from a couple thousand to as much as $6,000 each. So it's a matter. We were able to get the buyers there from all over the country, actually all over North America for those watches. So.
We did the similar thing with the military. We had a very large collection of military at the beginning of this year. It was two sales, about approximately 600 lots. Altogether, and again, we weren't experts in every single piece of military. It covered a very wide range. It went from Civil War all the way up to Vietnam, multiple countries. So there was a lot of area to cover, but we took a lot of time in picturing and marketing those items, and they came from all over the United States for those two sales.
Yeah, we did have phone and absentee bids for that, but they decided to drive. We had people driving up from South Carolina, from upstate New York, New York City and Long Island, Maryland, Virginia, Ohio. They came in from hundreds and hundreds of miles because we were able to market those items and get them out there. So
you do a lot of prep, pre-show.
Auction day is the easy day.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It seems that there's a lot of preparation, a lot of emphasis on technology, and you guys know it. You're savvy in that area, so you're able to market to who you need to market to.
Carlo's always perfecting his photography techniques, and I'm always finding new ways to upgrade our website or finding new avenues through social media and stuff like that. I'm a tech junkie.
So yeah. And we pay attention to our customers, what they want, what they look for, and what's going on in the auction world. And that lets us know what we should be marketing. And again, our expertise is in the marketing. We don't have to be experts in every single item we sell. And there's no auction house in the world where, you know, that's why the big guys hire teams of people who are expert in one thing. The real key to the auction is getting it out to the people, letting them know you have it. If they know you have it, they will be there to buy it.
The 2-3 years ago when you guys were on, we were talking, a lot of our discussion was furniture and these houses, these beautiful big houses that had some furniture in it. And in the first half of the show, you went over what you're now looking for in terms of furniture. But we were talking about barrister bookcases at that time.
Well, they're still hot.
Because it's one of the few practical pieces of furniture that are still very much in vogue because they're so useful. And they look very good. It's always been a want business. I think it's more so now than it has ever been. There was a practical end to it a long time ago where people would come to an auction because you can get a very quality bedroom set or something for your home and pay a fair price, you know, an aftermarket price. That just has gone away. You know, they want to come because they want a Rolex. They want,
a rare comic book.
A rare comic book.
Or a rare Lionel train or a really good coin. Yeah. Or it's become more of a want business, yes. So,
you know, when I go to houses, and I think a lot of what drives some of our people, our customers and clients, when I'm going to list a house to sell it is, you know, I don't know how you feel about this in your business, but I see a lot of people watching reality TV.
Yeah.
Which is anything but.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're with me on that.
You guys know a little bit about reality TV, right?
Yeah,
you were on Nat Geo. They had a show about you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did 3 episodes with them, and that was quite the education, what reality TV actually is. And it can make it difficult because they're watching a show that's meant to be entertaining and it totally ignores what actually happens in any aspect of the business. And I see the real estate shows where I watch it and I go, yeah, you know.
Well, do you know that I've never watched one, and but yet 9 out of 10 times I'm meeting with someone who said that they did, and they asked me if I'm proud of what they've done because they watch this reality TV and they've purged their house of all their personal items and staged it and made it nice and bright. But, you know, a lot of what we want people to do is declutter. But what I'm hearing from you is call you first before you take those boxes out of the attic and make that pathway in the basement.
Well, I guess to declutter, you need to get rid of the small stuff because furniture really isn't clutter. It's placed you know.
And it can help sell a home because you can see it set up and go, okay, yeah, I
whatever,
can see
you know.
As long as it's, the room is not jammed.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Okay.
I mean, to me, if I was buying a house, I wouldn't care if there was a couch in a room or not, but that's me.
Right.
But I can understand the aesthetic purposes of it. He's talking about declutter. Well, everybody thinks declutter is the small stuff, which I guess it is. And so they get a dumpster or they hire somebody with a truck to empty the attic, empty the basement, empty the garage, dump out all the drawers, empty the kitchen cabinets. And 9 out of 10 times in a house, if there are marketable items, if there is stuff that we could take and sell at auction, it's in the attic, it's in the basement, it's in the garage, in the drawers, in the kitchen cupboards. And once you get rid of that stuff, you're left with furniture that most people don't want these days. So...
And they think that the furniture is the valuable pieces because it's... Because
it's big, it's in their face.
And it's expensive to buy new, you know. It's very expensive to furnish a home. But the one thing about furniture is if it's just everyday furniture, it doesn't travel too far when you sell it at auction. You know, a piece of Charles and Ray Ames, who was a big designer in the mid-20th century, there's people all over the world that want to buy a piece made by them. The walnut dining room that was bought at, whatever local furniture store, nobody's looking for it. And in this area, everybody already has one. Every other home has that furniture still in it. So it's not really going to go anywhere. They want, most people, younger people buying homes want to get new furniture with new styles, new tastes. So you have to compete against that. And that's a practical thing in this business. And that's not really there anymore, that aspect. They want to buy the designer stuff or the really rare antiques and the finer quality items.
Yeah, the contemporary or even the vintage stuff from the 30s and 40s, that's just everyday stuff that every married couple bought in 1930 or 1940 or 1950. The stuff that it's everywhere. And it has no legs, like Carlos said. It has no cross appeal. You brought up barrister cases before. Several years ago, we did an estate that had several sets of very good barrister cases. These were rare because of their quality and their design. The guy that bought them was from Alabama. He paid $10,000 for the set and then sent a truck up to pick them up and bring them back down. So by the time he had thousands and thousands invested, but they had wide appeal and he had competition from all over the country. To own those barrister cases.
Amazing. Yeah. We enjoyed our discussion with you guys today. Before we close, would you give us your contact info, please?
Sure. We are the Savo Auctioneers. We're located at 14 Kennedy Drive in Archbold. Our phone number at our gallery is 570-876-8100 or visit us on the web at savoauctioneers.com.
Would you come back next week?
Sure.
I want to talk about auctions more.
Yeah, we'll come back.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Pat?
Yes, we have a handyman special, a 3-bedroom, 1-bath home located at 105 South Washington Street in Taylor for only $39,000. This home was used as a 2-family, but it was originally a single-family home. It has a 2-car garage, low taxes of only $1,450 a year, and it sits on a 50 by 150 lot. So if you're looking in Taylor for a renovation project, give us a call about 105 South Washington Street, a 3-bedroom home for only $39,000, and that's listed by John Pendrack of our office. We also have another one. We have a 5-bedroom, 3-bath, split-level home located at 10 Joni Drive in Springbrook Township for $189,000. This home has all the space you've been looking for. The main floor has an open floor plan with a modern kitchen and stainless steel appliances. The lower level has a family room with a wood-burning fireplace, or you can sit back on the deck and enjoy nature or take a walk along the spring-fed pond. All of this is on 1 acre of land, and it has a large 2-car garage for all your stuff. we can call the Savos. That's a 5-bedroom, 3-bath home located on 1 acre of land at 10 Joni Drive in Springbrook Township for $189,000.
Thank you, Pat. During the week, remember to visit jready.com to view our listings or the multi-list listings or to listen to archive radio shows. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. or Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.